Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
LFM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Deadly-wide policy confusion. I'm Elliot Francis. The Ohio State Fair will be open today, a day after one person was killed and seven others injured when an aggressive thrill ride called the Fireball malfunctioned. John Lawrence reports.
Hours after the 2017 Ohio State Fair opened, a disaster. A ride called the Fireball malfunctioned, and an entire row of seats snapped off while in motion. One man was killed, seven were injured. Inspector Michael Vartarella is with the Amusement Ride Safety Division.
We take this job very serious, and when we have a tragedy like this, it hits everybody, and it hits us really hard.
The fair will remain open until August 6th, but all rides are shut down until further notice. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump's decision to ban transgender troops from serving in the military is creating some confusion.
Much is still unclear about what Trump's new ban will mean, especially for the estimated 1 to 6,000 transgender people already serving in the armed forces.
I am absolutely worried about being separated. I have already talked to my superiors, and they're just as shocked as I am. But they wanted me to know that they completely support me.
I'm Andy Rose reporting.
Tensions in Israel beginning the let-up after a week of unrest there. Correspondent Ian Lee tells why.
Late last night and into this morning, we're hearing from Israeli police that all the additional security measures that were taken after the attack on July 14th that killed two Israeli police officers, all the additional security measures since then have been removed from the area in and around the Temple Mount, also known as the Noble Sanctuary.
A judge in London says critically ill baby Charlie Gard will be transferred to a hospice to die unless his family and the hospital treating him agree on an end-of-life plan by noon today. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A long and contentious debate over whether to rename Jeb Stuart High School ends today when the Fairfax County School Board votes on it.
The board talked about the possible name change at a meeting last week. Member Megan McLaughlin says the problem is there's no consensus.
We've got people who want it changed and say that it's hurtful and offensive. We've got people who say respect history.
She says if they decide it's not appropriate to have schools named after Confederates and slaveholders,
then we had better be prepared that this is going to be a name change beyond one school.
Heather Curtis, Sound WMAL and WMAL.com.
The House has voted to allow lawmakers to use taxpayer money to beef up security at their homes. This vote comes after Majority Whip Steve Scalise was seriously wounded last month at a baseball practice field in Alexandria. Scalise, meanwhile, has now been sent home from the hospital and is beginning intensive inpatient rehabilitation. Howard County officials are drafting plans for new projects that they hope will curtail the kind of flash floods that devastated historic downtown Ellicott City last summer. This weekend, officials are commemorating the anniversary of that flood that killed two people and did millions in damage. It's opening day for Redskins training camp today, and there are plenty of chances for fans to get to know the team. Doors open at 9:30 today, says the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. There will be 23 open practices that are free to attend, and for your kids, they can get even closer.
After every practice, players will go to the sideline, reach out to a child. The child was brought on the field. They can walk across the field with the player. They get their gloves, and they get autographs.
And don't forget, you can hear every Redskins game this year right here on WMAL. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,711, the NASDAQ at 64,23. Sports, the Nationals rally for seven runs in the eighth inning to crush Milwaukee. The Orioles lose to the Rays again. The Wizards signed John Wall to a 4-year contract extension, and the Redskins hold the first practice of training camp today in Richmond. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 early. Delays quickly forming here. A crash north on 95 as you come up toward the exit for the Capitol Beltway. So out of Lorton, Newington, get ready. Up ahead, just before the Beltway exit, looks like just the left shoulder getting by now that a lot of response is at the scene of the accident reported to be involving a tractor trailer and a car. So again, just a shoulder gets by 95 Springfield before you get to the Beltway. Now, once you get by there, 395, no worries up to and across the 14th Street Bridge, Beltway in each direction, heading through Annandale Tyson's, looks good over toward the Wilson Bridge without any troubles there. 270 off to a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky should win this one today. This morning already pretty mild for this time of year. Clouds gathering, isolated storms around, mainly this afternoon, 89. Chance of a thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Best chance of the best coverage in the afternoon. Stronger or severe storms possible with a high of only 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Manassas, 71 in Gaithersburg, 74 in Washington. One person is killed, seven injured when a ride breaks apart at the Ohio State Fair. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning, 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Friday Eve. That means it's Thursday morning. And we have a really fun show for you. At 6:35, Dr. Michelle Cortell will be with us. She's with the American College of Pediatricians to talk about transgender children. It's a very, very timely topic. At 7:15, Representative Tom Davis on Jeb Stuart High School name change. The vote's tonight. 7:35, Representative Mike Rogers will be with us. And at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, the President of the United States yesterday decided to wait until the end of this show to start tweeting one of the most consequential pieces of news of the week. So yesterday, as we were just about to close out the show in the 8 o'clock hour, it was like 8:55 or so, the President of the United States began the following tweet, which we all now know, but I'll read it out to you just to give you a quick refresh. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow, and then he continues after the show ended, transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a nice little thank you he drops in at the end. Pleasant. Probably predicting the overwhelming backlash he received yesterday from critics who believe that transgender troops exist in the military, and of which there are thousands of them, a number we heard regularly yesterday. There have been a lot of criticisms of the president for a variety of reasons, but on this transgender troops issue, yesterday one of the core criticisms that I heard from Democrats especially was that this would imperil our national security. That not having transgender troops in the military, people in uniform who are transgender, that our national security would be imperiled. I believe Nancy Pelosi, among others, was saying this yesterday. And I want to find out what you think about this. Specifically, if you're a member of the military. A lot of members of the military, of course, listening to WMAL. Are you an active duty member of the military? Or are you a former member of the military? You don't have to use your real name if you're, you know, on your way to work. But I am interested to find out what you think and what your colleagues think. Will this actually imperil our national security? Will President Trump's decision to not allow transgender troops to serve imperil us in any way? Interested to find out your opinion this morning. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. How are you reacting?
Now, I'm on the fence about this, because I believe this is a decision that should be made by the people in charge of the military. I'm not in the military, so I don't know enough about cost and all these other things or how it affects the workings of the military or anything along those lines. I don't know those issues. So I'm a big fan of letting the people who this is their job to make that decision. That being said, I'm not a fan of us having to pay for the cost of hormones for the rest of their lives and surgery, if that's the route that they choose to go down, when we have homeless vets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So part of me says, well, we should be paying, like, let's house our homeless vets before we give some guy a boob job. Like, let's do that. But yet, in 18 countries, transgender military personnel serve openly in their militaries, and they don't have a problem with it. So clearly, it can be done. Israel. They can openly serve in Israel. So it can be done. So I have very mixed emotions about the entire thing.
Yeah, as I think there is some people who are kind of mixed on this question, but there are a lot of people who are very strong on it. People who are deeply criticizing the president yesterday for ruling on this, thinking, hey, I thought we were past this. And meanwhile, I'm confident there are troops out there, and that there are people out there that are reacting positively to this. Finally, some reason, some sensibility to the question of what is the military for? What is the job of the military? It's not to be a social experiment. It's actually to win wars. It's to kill people and to be efficient at it and to defend the United States of America. And every decision made regarding the military should be made through that lens.
And one thing I will say is that in Australia, Canada, Israel, and the United Kingdom, service members are considered to have transitioned when they publicly disclose their intent to live as their chosen gender, their target gender. And they have received a diagnosis of gender incongruence, or what we call gender dysphoria. But at that point, they may be assigned to the housing, uniforms, identification cards, shower, and restrooms of their target gender. That's where you kind of lose me. Because you may have a man who says, I've got gender dysphoria, I've been diagnosed, I feel like a woman, so I'm going to publicly disclose that I want to transition. But at that point, looking the same as he did the day before, as a dude, he can shower with the women and being very close quarters like that. That's where I have a problem with that, because the women don't have a choice. They don't have a choice in any of that. And that's where I'm a big fan of your rights end where mine begin.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Let's go to Erica in Waldorf to start us off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. We're asking members of the military and veterans, are you happy with the president's decision yesterday to say, hey, transgender individuals should not serve in any capacity in the U.S. military? Erica, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I am happy about it. And just a little sidebar, you can't really compare our military to Israel. All those people are conscripted to serve their military, so they have to accept them. Our military, you're not forced to serve. In fact, there's no constitutional right that guarantees you get to serve in our military. We're absolutely allowed to discriminate. We discriminate against many, many people for not joining the military
Yes.
for any reason.
And you think this is, but you think this is a good policy? It's one that will actually help military readiness.
I think it would, because how are we more ready when you take a person out of the ranks, out of training, off the battlefield, so that they can go get their surgery done, and then they're on convalescent leave for months on end? How does that make us readier?
Good point. Thank you, Erica. Erica, former military. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Chris.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. How are you guys doing this morning?
Excellent, sir.
So here's the deal. I think you guys are focusing primarily on, I think everybody's confusing this with that he's not allowing gays and lesbians and everybody else. He's only talking about transgendered
Yes.
people, which, as your previous caller perfectly stated, after operations and after, convalescence and everything else, it takes you out of service for quite some time. as a former chief petty officer in the Navy, I had gay people working for me. And trust me, they were some of the best people I ever had working
right.
for me.
Right.
But when Mary said that that this decision needs to be made by the person that leads the military or people that lead the military, Mary, President Trump is the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, well, okay, well,
the military.
Yeah, I was thinking more like the joint chiefs, like the guys who were there every day. That's who I was thinking.
Okay, I understand, but he said he conferred with his generals.
He did say that.
He did say that, but when asked who, there was no answer.
Yeah, well, he said he did say after consultation with the generals, and obviously he's got a lot of generals around him. Several of them are actually now cabinet members in the Trump administration. Let's go real quickly to Rob in Winchester. Good morning, Rob. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I basically have the same point. If somebody signs up for a 4-year stint in the military and they go ahead and have this costly surgery, is it not just that, but all of a sudden you're out for 12 to 18 months for recovery? So it's during that time,
yeah,
you're not basically ready for war or whatever else.
Yeah, it's a volunteer force. I mean, you signed up for a reason, and if you're going to come in and then spend 18 months away for a voluntary procedure, doesn't really seem like an effective use of either your time or the time that the taxpayers are now spending money on you to defend our country.
Do we know what the recovery time is or how long it takes or anything along those lines? Because
I don't know
that it's 18 months, and according to this RAND study, approximately right now in the Army alone, about 50,000 active component personnel were ineligible to deploy in 2015 for
yes.
legal, medical, or administrative reasons. About 14% of the active component.
All right, we're talking to members of the military this morning. Do you think this is an effective decision by the president for national security? It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, very busy north on 95. I know this early on, but we have a crash before you get to the Capitol Beltway. A little bit of changing situation. They're trying to get additional lanes open. Initially, when it happened, only the shoulder got by, but now two left lanes are open. And I know you're in this standstill traffic. You're trying to work through Newington, getting up to the Beltway. But again, they're trying to reopen at least the two left lanes. A lot going on at the scene with the tractor trailer and a car involved. So that's our busiest area right now. Not seeing anything major coming in from the west. 66, Greenway Toll Road. Beltway checks out fine. Maryland 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. I've been looking at those cameras. Looks good and quiet inside the Beltway. Heading 50 and BW Parkway onto the freeway for heading across the 11th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today are some early morning breaks in the overcast and otherwise cloudy sky. A stray severe thunderstorm is possible and a high of 89 degrees. Tonight, it'll be overcast with a stray severe thunderstorm possible, low near 75. And tomorrow, some scattered T-storms in the morning, then mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely. A few storms may be severe, high of 81 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It's 5:17 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
President of the United States yesterday announcing that transgender service members will no longer be allowed to serve in the military under any circumstances. That was his announcement in the morning yesterday at 9 o'clock. What are you making of this? Are you a veteran or are you an active duty member of the military? 888-630-9625. Let's go to John in Leesburg. John, you're up next on Mornings on the Mall. What do you make of the president's decision? Is it the right thing for national security or not?
National security aside, it's the right thing in general. Trump went about it the wrong way on Twitter. That's a conversation for a different day. But it's the right thing. The military is no place for somebody who has a mental illness with a 40% suicide rate. The military is the most discriminatory organization in the country. It's not a career. It's an organization meant to be lethal and to kill, not to pander to a social experiment.
Definitely.
Trump's absolutely right in this, and I think that decision was made by the generals and people like Mattis. He just presented it as it was his own idea on Twitter, which was absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, he did say, after consultation with my generals and military experts. Please be advised that the U.S. government will not accept or allow transgender individuals, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, good points this morning, John. Yeah, and obviously the president crediting the generals with giving him some advice. Let's go to John, who's in Chicago this morning, listening to Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning.
Go for it. What do you got, sir? Yeah.
I'd just like to say that non-essential surgeries are offered throughout the military. There's all kinds of different services, like breast augmentation, breast implants. That's a misconception out there that the military TRICARE offers that service or any other non-essential service. It's a burden. If you go out to deploy, you have to provide hormonal therapy to these people out in the field. And they're sometimes gone for 18 months at a time. So it can't be supported without repercussions on the other end. You know, you come back and you have all kinds of complications from other organs that are suffering because they've gotten used to the hormones or they didn't need them in the first place. I just feel that it actually impacts our national security negatively in that aspect. We have better stuff to spend our money on. It shouldn't be a burden on the taxpayer.
Right. And even if it's not a huge, if it doesn't represent some huge cross-section of the military, it does represent an incremental declination of military readiness that is meaningful. I mean, General Mattis has expressed in the past interest in looking for any way that they can optimize military effectiveness, and even the small things.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for the record, last night on CBS Evening News, Ash Carter spoke out against this, during the day yesterday, and said, to choose service members on other grounds than military qualifications is social policy and has no place in the military. There are already transgender individuals who are serving capably and honorably.
Chris is in Columbia, Maryland this morning, calling in and wants to talk about this. Chris, what do you think? Does this... what's the impact on the military going to be with this policy?
Well, good morning. First off, morning. I am a veteran. I served for well over 20 years and retired from the military. And some of the arguments that I'm hearing, it takes me back to the 60s and 70s when we used to boot women out of the military when they became pregnant for the same kind of reasons and rationale that I'm hearing your callers.
Yeah. Well, forget the 60s, Chris. Today. Forget the 60s. Today, that's an issue. I hear members of the military still have concern about the impact on pregnancy on military readiness.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, my wife was also a veteran. She retired, and she gave birth to our two sons while she was in the military.
So you think transgender service members should continue to serve? Is that your idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, it just bothers me when I hear these kind of arguments, and I run them through my mind, and I say, I've heard this before. And also, your caller that just spoke a little bit ago about suicide rates for transgender. I have no idea where you got that 40% number.
But good point.
If you're going to be concerned about people who are prone to suicides, does that mean we should kick out all of the veterans that are coming back from the war zones? Look at the suicide rates that we have, PTSD, from the guys that are coming back from the sandbox. I mean, no, we don't do things like that.
Yeah, well, as long as we're looking at statistics, I want to reflect back on the other number, too, that we're hearing a lot of. Thousands of transgender service members will be affected by this. Just reverse engineer that. Spend, like, 5 seconds looking into what that number means. These are studies that are superimposing high-end estimates of transgender people in the U.S. population on the military. So they're like coming up with a number. 0.5% of the population in the country is transgender. Therefore, 0.5% of the military is transgender. That's just not how statistics work. And to make those sorts of like bold, sweeping assessments without actually looking into the data or establishing the real facts is a disservice to this debate. It's demagoguery. 523 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor with Rich, a friend of mine I met over at EMP 180. Both Rich and I met our empowered weight with the help of EMP 180, and we're talking about the process.
For me, it was so valuable, those weekly visits, and it's not just standing on a bathroom scale, right? I mean, this is a serious scientific analysis of your body. How important were those visits to you in terms of keeping you on track?
absolutely the most essential aspect of it, because you would get the immediate feedback, and it would be, if I follow the prescribed methodology, mm-hmm. right, I will lose the weight.
So tell me again, how much weight did you lose total since January?
54 pounds.
And so it took you 5 months to lose all that
weight. 5 months.
Yeah.
Feel like a different person, actually.
Literally.
Literally.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
Virginia Interstate 95, that's still our busy area with the crash just before you get up to the Capitol Beltway. So this will be northbound 95. I'm looking at these delays bunching up through Lorton into Newington. So get ready early on here. But they're trying to get some changes here at the scene of the crash. It's now two left lanes that get by the tractor trailer and car accident. I know early on here, quite busy. So that's our struggle point for now. Once up onto the Beltway, either loop, that looks good. You're checking out fine. No problems across the 14th Street Bridge. Or 11th Street Bridge onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Heading into town, New York Avenue. That's nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much wet weather around today. The better coverage coming tomorrow with maybe even some severe storms. Isolated thunderstorms around today. Partly to mostly cloudy, 89. Widespread thunderstorms expected by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
It's the model year end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD, $8,500 cash back, $500 MMAC cash, and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through MMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
What could you do with an extra $20,000? That's the average our clients keep when selling their homes with us instead of the traditional high commission agents. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In today's real estate world, there's simply no reason to pay those high commissions anymore. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Fabric, individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there's one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about Michael Vick being considered for one of the high honors of Virginia Tech. They want to include him in the Hall of Fame. Are you for that? Michael Vick. See if he's got a shot at that thing. 5:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. One man is dead. Seven others are injured after a ride malfunctioned at the Ohio State Fair.
Witnesses say an entire row of seats snapped off the Fireball ride while in motion. Ohio Governor John Kasich ordered all rides shut down while additional safety checks are performed.
We will get to the bottom of this. We will investigate it. There will be complete transparency.
Inspectors say the Fireball was checked earlier in the day and there were no red flags. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Dozens of people gathered outside the White House last night to protest President Trump's announcement that transgender people will no longer be allowed to serve in the U.S. military. And that was just one of the protests.
Soon after President Trump tweeted about the policy change that apparently caught some people at the Pentagon by surprise, protesters gathered in Times Square here in New York. David Kilmnick, president of the LGBT network, said the president's claim of burdensome health care costs for transgender people in the military is a fallacy. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The Fairfax County School Board is set to vote today on whether to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School, which is named after the Confederate general. Many people want that name dropped. But school board member Megan McLaughlin noted at a recent meeting how divisive the questions become.
There's absolutely no consensus here anywhere. And so now the board is basically dealing with a mini civil war within Jeb Stuart High School. It's 2.0. And we've got people who want it changed and say that it's hurtful and offensive. We've got people who say respect history.
If the school is renamed, the change would take effect no later than the start of the 2019 school year. And a Wednesday afternoon shooting in broad daylight has pushed Baltimore to 200 homicides for the year. Last year, Charm City didn't hit the 200 mark until September 2nd. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,711, the NASDAQ at 64.23. Sports, Ryan Zimmerman and Adam Lind each have two-run doubles in a seven-run eighth inning as the Nats beat Milwaukee. The Orioles lose to the Rays. The Wizards signed John Wall to a four-year contract extension, and it's first practice day at Redskins training camp. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're getting ready to sell your home, don't just call any realtor like your friend or relative or the realtor that sold the home to you a few years back. Like I always say, not all real estate agents are created equal, which is why I recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie work all over the D.C. area. They'll show you their track record, their current statistics, and how they sell homes faster and for top dollar. What's amazing about Sarah and Debbie is that they're selling many of the seller's homes before the home actually hits the seller's opening list date. How do they do that? Sarah and Debbie are showing them to their database of motivated and ready home buyers that will pay top dollar all across the area. The Reynolds team already has the buyers. That's the secret. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are ready to talk with you right now. Call them, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
What could you do with an extra $1,000, $2,000, or even more every month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free online Trading Academy Investor Foundations class here in the DMV this week so you can check this out. Call 877-304-TRADE.
You will receive your own do-it-yourself investor's kit, a value of $247 when you attend. Seating is limited for these free classes this week. Call 877-304-TRADE right now. Just think, a second paycheck without having to work a second job. Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Gray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top-name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Gray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is coming up August 4th through 6th, and Bray & Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax, or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of Bray & Scarf's Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Interstate 95. We've been talking about you since the right start of the rush hour. Accident involves a tractor trailer and a car. Northbound 95. Right as you come up to the beltway, two lanes to the left get by. But as you can imagine, as we lose a couple lanes here, big delays just as you cross the Occoquan through Lorton, Newington. Now, the new problem as you come out of Dale City, we're not back in a continuous backup, but a new crash north on 95, north of the Potomac Mill sign before you get to 123, so keep alert in that stretch. Crews responding. Other problem that we're dealing with in Virginia is a downed tree in the Reston area. It's on Hunter Mill Road, just north of the toll road at Crowell Road. Looks like they have lanes stopped right now as they try to deal with this tree that is down. Again, Hunter Mill Road, north of the toll road. And in southeast D.C., just off of Pennsylvania Avenue, Fairlawn Avenue remains closed with police department activity. Pennsylvania Avenue remains open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds around this morning. Mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, 89 later. Chance of a thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Tomorrow, the first change comes in. Scattered storms, most widespread in the afternoon. Some strong to severe storms, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Warrington, 71 in La Plata, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 635 this morning, we have Dr. Michelle Credle. She's a pediatrician. She's going to join us to talk about the transgender. We're talking about transgenders in the military, but she has important points about, you know, transgenderism amongst our youth and people maybe treating our kids too early on that question. 715, Representative Tom Davis. He's a former Virginia congressman. Here to talk about the Jeb Stuart High School name change. Push for that tonight. Representative Mike Rogers will join us also in the 7 o'clock hour. He's a former congressman, and he'll be discussing all of this controversy over Jeff Sessions, the FBI, sanctions against Russia. A lot of information there. And then 805, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about transgenderism in the military as well. It's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnay. He's alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. There is a fight brewing over at Virginia Tech. Down at Virginia Tech from where we are. And I have friends who are proud Techies, proud Tech Hokies. And Michael Vick attended Virginia Tech. Now, Michael Vick did not graduate from Virginia Tech. He went into the NFL after his redshirt sophomore year. He was a great player. Now, Michael Vick, as we all know, has had some controversy. Well, there are plans now. Michael Vick is planned to be inducted into the Virginia Tech Hall of Fame, Sports Hall of Fame. And there is a big brouhaha. There are two different petitions that are circulating on change.org that have combined about 90,000 signatures to prevent him from being inducted into the Virginia Tech Sports Hall of Fame due to his dog fighting scandal in the past. And the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine posted a statement saying that they unequivocally oppose honoring an individual whose past actions contradict our values and the cornerstone of our mission. The university has released a statement defending this, though. He's supposed to be inducted on September 22nd, and he will be honored along with other inductees. There's five altogether. They'll be honored the next day at halftime during the school's game against Old Dominion. And the university is saying that the induction acknowledges his tremendous achievements as a student athlete, who some will say was the greatest in the history of the university. We understand there are those who do not and will never agree with this decision. And they say the criminal activities in which he engaged, his subsequent conviction, and the time he served for his crime were also considered. But it was informed by the remorse he has shown since that conviction, the work he is currently engaged in to advance animal welfare issues, as well as his efforts to help our current student athletes. So what they're saying, the administration is saying, yeah, he did wrong. He has since been remorseful. He says he's learned his lesson. He has put his words into action. And so we're not going to hold him accountable for that mistake that he made or that those actions he chose in the past, for which he has now repented. And, you know, we always say the goal is to rehabilitate. They're saying he's done that. So what side do you fall on this? Should Michael Vick, does he deserve to be inducted into the Virginia Tech Sports Hall of Fame? 888-630-9625. And here's my thing. He didn't graduate from the school. I just think that maybe you should probably graduate. That's just me. 888-630-9625.
Well, that definitely happens a lot among the most talented athletes. They do leave the school early. I just think that if you're going to consider putting him in the Hall of Fame and honoring him, you have to know sort of what you're dealing with here. Michael Vick purchased a property on which they held these dog fights. The dogs, especially the ones that didn't perform, were executed. The dogs were shot, they were electrocuted, they were hanged, they were slammed to the ground, and they were drowned. Those are all facts. This is the damage that he did to these animals, he and the people that he was with in this dogfighting ring. And I think that far too often now we kind of look at this in retrospect and we say, oh, well, he did his time, it was dogfighting, he's sorry for it, it's over, he's working in animal advocacy now. Yeah, you're right. But this is the consideration that Virginia Tech needs to have, which is, what are the details? And the details are gruesome. What they did to these animals, what Michael Vick was a part of, was a gruesome series of events and very soulless. I have no question that he's remorseful about that time of his life for any number of reasons, notwithstanding, including the fact that he had to serve jail time for it, and it short-circuited a promising NFL career in which he could have made many, many millions more dollars. They have to take into deep consideration what they're getting. And I feel like the granular details get glossed over. That this is like, yeah, dogfighting. Okay, that's the whole summary. Yeah, it was bad. They hanged dogs? Really? It's gruesome.
Can't disagree with you on that. He lost me when his defense was, well, I didn't know it was wrong. I'm sorry? How do you not know this is wrong? And maybe, and I was told, oh, it's cultural in some parts of the country. This is a thing. They do dog fighting rings. I don't get it. 888-630-9625 in Woodbridge. Sam, good morning. Should Michael Vick be inducted into the Virginia Tech Sports Hall of Fame, Sam?
Absolutely not. And I think what this demonstrates to all of us, there's just a different set of rules between athletes and politicians, the whole crew. I'd ask people, watch the Netflix documentary, The Champions, which documents this whole event and the rescuing and the placement of these dogs as much as they could. And as you said, Ben, it's horrific. Mm-hmm. People don't realize he got angry at his children and he threw their pets into these dogs to be torn up. And there's just a level of brutality that I just think can't be officially recognized.
Thank you, Sam. It's a good point. Remember the details. Remember the details of this as you consider it. We'll take more of your thoughts on this in just a moment. 544 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. After a two-year restoration, America's oldest commissioned warship, the USS Constitution, was refloated July 23rd. The USS Constitution began service in 1797 and remains in service today, sharing the history and heritage of America's Navy. The ship is expected to reopen to the public in early September. Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
It's 545 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in the Reston area. That's where you have a down tree blocking a stretch of Hunter Mill Road north of the toll road lot. People use this, so be aware here, both north and southbound Hunter Mill Road north of the toll road, a Crowell Road with the tree down blocking. Interstate 95, that's been our busy story since the start of the rush hour with the crash. Northbound 95, right as you come up to the Capitol Beltway, it looks like only the right lane remains blocked. They're trying to get everything confined to the shoulder with the help that was left at the scene here, VDOT and crews. So north on 95, delays as you come north of the Occoquan. And the crash had been reported also heading out of Dale City toward 123. They're coming up short finding anything, but I'm still seeing those delays and in the express lanes right in that stretch. Again, north of the Potomac Mills sign, just keep alert in that area. No problems reported, Beltway, Maryland, or Virginia. 270, you are off to a quiet start. That's good. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up. Looks like a pretty active Friday, and rain could last into the weekend. The clouds around this morning. We'll cloud over quickly, though, as we go through the day. Mostly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms, 89 later. Chance of a thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Tomorrow, the first change comes in. Scattered storms, most widespread in the afternoon. Some strong, two severe storms, 81. The chance of rain to begin the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
888-630-9625, talking about Michael Vick. He is due to be inducted into the Virginia Tech Sports Hall of Fame. Signature, there are petitions out there to keep him out, over 90,000 signatures, whether they are all Virginia Tech alum or not, saying that he does not deserve to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. What say you, Mark in Sykesville? Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi. That's line three, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Mark.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think if the Virginia Tech board decides that they want to induct him in the Hall of Fame, what he did with the Dogs was after his college career, unlike his brother, who had all kinds of problems and got kicked out of the school. He's made restitution. His NFL career suffered for it. He's paid fines. He's doing everything he can to make up for what he did. So I don't get, what he did was separate from Virginia Tech. So why is there an issue with that?
Well, here's the other. My big thing for me personally
is. Sorry, I just want to point out. You go into the Hall of Fame in Virginia Tech based on the actions you commit after you're there. This is about your behavior as an alumnus of the institution. And therefore, the totality of your life should be under consideration. And guess what he did? He had a dogfighting ring in which he violently murdered dogs. I would say that's part of it, probably, if you're going to assess whether or not he should be in your Hall of Fame.
And what I was going to say is he's not an alum. He didn't graduate.
Yeah, he didn't graduate, but again, I...
So that's where you lose me.
Yeah, you lose Mary there. I think a lot of people, I mean, ultimately, these athletes, many of them do leave early, and many are included in Halls of Fame. In this case, though, you have to take into consideration the totality of his life after school.
Let's go to Rusty in Tennessee on line 4. Rusty, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Does he get in, Rusty?
Hey, yes, I did. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you? Go ahead.
Doing good. But look, what I have to say about Michael Vick is if Virginia Tech's going to put them in the Hall of Fame, then Major League Baseball needs to reinstate Pete Rose.
Yeah, you're right. The last caller was just talking about forgiveness, and he did his time. He amended for his sins. He now works with animal rescue groups and everything else to prove he put his money where his mouth is. He does all these wonderful things. What about poor Pete Rose? That poor guy. You know, and what he did in comparison pales, right?
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, but Pete Rose's actions had specific bearing on the game itself. So they're assessing whether or not he should be in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, and he's betting on baseball games within the field. It makes sense that Major League Baseball would have that debate internally.
I agree, but my question is, do we know that it affected the outcome of any games?
I don't know. I gotta do my Pete Rose research.
Wait, was that the Black Sox? were they the ones who got the whole game fixing thing? Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go to Bob in Hyattsville. Bob, good morning. You are on Mornings on the Mall. We've got about a minute here. Bob, hi.
Good morning, folks. I wanted to point out to you and to all of your listeners, particularly correcting what was said by a caller just a couple moments ago.
Go for it.
That Michael Vick did not do one day in prison for what he did to those animals. He served time for racketeering, not for animal cruelty charges. Hmm. So running an interstate criminal enterprise is why he went to prison. He did not serve one day in prison.
So are you saying that makes him a good candidate for the Hall of Fame or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just making sure. You know, just wanted to sort that out.
Yeah, see where you're going with
but
that. Thank you so
Bob,
much, Bob,
for the fact check this morning. It's 5:51 now. It's time for Al Rushbo.
I have told you it's the media running things on the left, not the Democrats. Here's some evidence. Democrats rolled out their latest election year slogans. The New York Times editorial board says, no, you got to lay out your agenda. So the Democrats have to demonstrate to the country that at least one political party wants to get things done before the midterm elections in 2018. The Republicans, those mean old guys, they won't help them. But the Democrats should press forward anyway because the New York Times says America will notice. Now, what are these big agenda items? Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, new job training programs, lowering prescription drug costs, reining in big corporate power and giving power back to the people, expanding family leave laws to mandate more paid time off to employees while ignoring the consequences to business. Oh, and they also want to talk to Trump about his infrastructure promises. But you see, here's the thing. Minimum wage hikes kill jobs. Attacking businesses with new feel-good regulations kills jobs. Creating more government programs grows government, not the economy. There's nothing the Democrats are offering now that they have not offered before. That list is sick. In other words, the new Democrat agenda is the same old Democrat agenda that's been failing for them for years. Total loser with some brand new slogans that they've ripped off from Papa John's. That's about it.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You've heard the old saying, you get what you pay for. Well, it's certainly true for tractors, folks. Some companies think you'll buy a tractor just for the paint color. Maybe a phony low price. Mahindra wants you to read the fine print. You'll see that no one has a better warranty than Mahindra's 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Only Mahindra has MCRD engine technology for lower operating costs, better fuel efficiency, and hassle-free maintenance. Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles come standard 25% more legroom and a full 3-year warranty. That's 6 times longer than the other guys. So get your work done, America, with a Mahindra, the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Learn about Mahindra's financing and low monthly payments at MahindraUSA.com, the world's number one selling tractor.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Mary Walter here. If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, check out 50 Floor. It couldn't be more convenient. One of their flooring experts will come to your home on your schedule. 50 Floor will help you find the perfect flooring with recommendations to fit your lifestyle based on your unique needs and your budget. You can see how samples look in your lighting with your furniture. And installation, it's so easy. 50 Floor moves all your furniture for you. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love 50 Floor. During the month of July, you'll get 60% off. So schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. That's $100 off in addition to 60% savings during the month of July. Go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com. 50floor.com.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. All lanes have been reopened at the Beltway north on Interstate 95, but it's been a tough hour with the accident that had been blocking the right side. So northbound 95 as you come across the Occoquan, absolutely jammed through Lorton, Newington, and up through to the Beltway. Please be careful. We have that stop and go. Allow plenty of braking distance between you and the car in front of you. We don't need more accidents here trying to get to the Beltway. Also, we had a stalled car. They found it. That's why we have those delays north on 95 in the express lanes, just north of the Potomac Mill sign, and that was blocking the right lane. Reston with the downed tree blocks Hunter Mill Road, just north of the toll road at Crowell Lane. Virginia's been busy. Maryland, you've been off to an okay start here around the Beltway. No problems getting into town off of 50 in the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much wet weather around today. The better coverage coming tomorrow with maybe even some severe storms. Isolated thunderstorms around today. Partly to mostly cloudy, 89. Widespread thunderstorms expected by tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. Go to staples.com for the office essentials you need delivered next day free on eligible items only and orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Staples, it's pro time.
It's the model year end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD, $8,500 cash back, $500 MMAC cash, and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Hear ye, hear ye. This is what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Dr. Michelle Critel. She's with the American College of Pediatricians to talk to her about this trend of transgenderism in children and young adults and what that means for them and their families and the rest of us.
And by the time the Senate actually repeals something from Obamacare, they may just remove, like, I don't know, a decimal point or something from the entire bill.